The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. So, Ira, we talked about, remember we had that conversation about Chris Fetter and his decision to pull himself out of the mix for the Tigers, for the Michigan head coaching job. He's a Tigers pitching coach. And we talked about the quality of life, if you want to, quality of coaching life. The pro coaching life might have more volatility to it, but you do have like an off season. You have a vacation. I mean, the responsibility is different. I mean, you're a father figure and a recruiter. It's more of a year-round
job. Well, Sam, when the game ends at Comerica Park, Chris Fetter can go home, right, and go to sleep, or maybe watch tape and go to sleep. If he was a baseball coach, if he had a game, he might have to go call recruits on his way home, right?
And in offseason, he can go live in Florida as a professional coach. You are living in wherever your institution is. That's where you're living if you were a college coach. So you could understand how a pro coach say, I don't want to go back. And I tend to think, I mean, you're one or the other. Rarely do you see a coach, you know, spend forever, you know, years and years and years at one spot and then, or one level and then go back to the other level, right? And they might try this one for a year or two and that one for a year or two, and then they choose because they're either a pro coach or a college coach. And rarely do you see, I think especially rare is the jump back to college from the pros. Well, we just saw that. So Minnesota Twins pitching coach Wes Johnson has decided to leave the Twins not to be the head coach at LSU. Ira, he's leaving the pitching coach job for the Twins for the pitching coach job with LSU. And I saw this story. It's like, man, what? So understand what this is. Okay, this is Chris Fetter leaving the Tigers to take a, for instance, the Michigan pitching coach job.
Yeah, not a step. Not a head coaching job. It's not even a lateral move. Most would describe this as not a lateral move. So when you told this to me and we were discussing it, I discovered a very important piece of information about this.
What I said to you, they must be paying this dude a crap ton of money.
So I wanted to find the salary and I stumbled upon it. So for context, he was at Arkansas before he went to the Twins and he left for the Twins in 2018. So those 4 years ago. But Sam,
The Twins are in first place.
And he left in the middle of the season. It's not like this is happening in November, right? After the season's over. He's doing this in the middle of the season. It's after the college season, but it's the middle of the major season. Well, he is making reportedly around $350,000, was reportedly making around $350,000 from the Twins.
Pause. That's akin to what you can expect a Big Ten head coach to make. So he's making Big Ten head coaching money
around give
as
or take.
The pitching coach for the Twins.
Which makes sense, right? It's a professional. That makes sense. So now, this is not reported, Sam. This is confirmed by LSU. He is going to make $750,000 as the pitching coach at LSU. So I know you went to math camp at Michigan State, and you know that this is more than double. From 350 right. to 750 is more than doubling his salary. Yeah. So while it is a not even a lateral move based on the job, right, majors pitching coach to college pitching coach, it is a lot more money. And I venture a guess to say that money goes for a little further. I don't know if it's a lot, but a little further in Baton Rouge than it does in Minneapolis. But Sam, you know what it reminds me of? Because you talk about guys that were long, long, long time college coaches, because he is a long time college coach, had been in Arkansas, Mississippi State, other places. He's a long time college coach, a few years in the pros, 4 years, and now he's going back. It reminds me, actually, of a conversation I had with Greg Madison. Now, I'm not talking about the conversation about Greg Madison leaving Michigan to go to Ohio State. I'm talking about when he left the Ravens to come here. Because he was the Ravens' defensive coordinator, right? Mm-hmm. And he came here to become the Michigan defensive coordinator. So there's actually kind of a parallel here. And I assume he got a little bit more money. I don't know what the, I don't remember the, and I don't know if the Ravens contract was ever made public, so we don't really know that. But I talked to him a little bit about it. And he said that he looked at me and he goes, "You can't tell Ray Lewis how to play linebacker." Now, you can, as a pitching coach in the pros, you probably do a little bit more pitching coaching, right? Pitch coaching than you do as a linebacker coach for Ray Lewis. But I think that is the analogy. But here, I think the analogy might hold if he likes to be the coach that wants to be in there and really groom, you know, and coach and teach. That's the college level. But the money thing here is what stands out. Obviously, the
money. Well, yeah, man. So a few things kind of, the money resonates the most. Like, you know, this is, you're paying him more than you would pay any head coach in the Big Ten. So this gets back to our conversation last week about college baseball in the South. I mean, if this doesn't tell you, it's just a different, it's a different game down there altogether. When you can pay a pitching coach that, a pitching coach more than, I mean, is there a, outside of football and basketball, where maybe Kim makes that?
Yeah, because Mel's contract was four. His last contract that was published was four and change. The one that expired was four and change.
So you're paying him more than you pay most head coaches on campus, more than you pay most assistants outside. I mean, probably all assistants outside of football. You're paying him more than that as a pitching coach.
Yeah, Sam, Johnson, when he left Arkansas for the Twins, he was the first pitching coach in over 40 years to go right from college pitching coach to pro to majors pitching coach. Obviously, Chris Fetter followed a few years later, right? And there might even be one or two others since, but he was the first one to do it. But even in a couple articles that I've read about it, this is a completely and totally, they call it basically it's completely unprecedented, right? No time. He gave no warning that he was doing it. The timing of it is strange. Like, everything about this move is completely and totally unprecedented. Everybody is stunned.
Yeah, and so they, clearly they like him a lot. I think, that he's been really, really good for the Twins during the signing. And the Twins are in first place right now. Like, you know they want to keep him. Not just a flash in the pan.
They get to keep him through Thursday, though. They do get to keep him through Thursday. He's not leaving him. So he didn't leave him totally like, I'm out of here, because the team landed on, yesterday, I think? The team landed in Cleveland at 8:30 p.m. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. And when they landed, he had already taken the job. But when they landed, the team didn't know. Like, the players on the team didn't know. But he's staying with them through their series in Cleveland. Then he's going to head down to the SEC, and he's going to just, it is really strange.
Yeah. He's going to his home region. He's from the South.
Yeah, but I don't know, Sam. I'll be honest.
There's that.
The stresses, I don't know if it's worth double. Recruiting? I'm not sure it's worth double. They love him in Minnesota.
Kind of with you.
Crazy.
If I'm him, I try to parlay that into
a raise.
Into a raise. Because you got to, all this that we're dealing with now, that we're talking about coaches dealing with now with NIL and the transfer portal, it's like, man. I mean,
Sam, it is easier.
A whole lot more work.
We do know that things are easier at LSU than a lot of other places. So
still, it's more of a headache than pitching coach for the Twins.
Well, there's no question about that. The first place Twins, right, Sam?
It's like, dude. But the broader point is baseball in the South, baseball in the SEC. I mean, it's on a different level. It's on a different level. So,
yeah, we talked about losing coaches from the North in baseball, right? The stat that Zach gave was five of the last six teams Northern coaches to take teams to the College World Series are all Southern head coaches now. The only one that isn't is the head coach at Holy Cross. But the other five, Backage and the guy from Notre Dame and a few other, all down in the South now, right? Like, if you can poach Northern, we know that it's not, I don't say it's easy, but it's, relatively speaking, it's fairly easy to poach a Northern coach to become your head coach. You could poach a pitching coach. It's impressive.
Man, $750,000 for the pitching coach. What does the head coach there make? Good grief.
He makes one point. This was published. We saw this because we were having this conversation. I want to say it's like 1.3. I could be wrong, but I want to say it's like 1. Yeah, something like that. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Yeah, it's so you kind of get in where you fit in, man. I mean, it's a tough, it's a bitter pill to swallow.
Okay,
it's,
so
it's one of those. It's a
3-year, $1.14 million deal. The base is, but see, that's the thing. So I'll just, this is from Yahoo. This is from just a couple of days ago. And it says, this is on the one on Johnson. I thought they said they were going to give the one on the head coach. Pulled up the road. So Johnson's, it's a 380 yearly base, but then with incentives, it gets up to that number. That's okay. What the LS, I'm trying to find the, 5 years, $6.5 million contract was the baseball coach.
The head coach.
5 years, $6.5 million contract. They just gave Kim Mulkey the contract to come over from Baylor. And they just gave the contract from Brian Kelly to cut. They are swimming in money at LSU, Sam. Their coaching salaries are insane.
Not to mention the money that they're shelling out.
We're talking about the on the books. We're only talking about what's on the books.
Right. Right. Well, hey, man. You know, as I said before, it really sets the table appropriately, and you kind of get in where you fit in. It's as tough as that is to say and accept for someone who loves Michigan. You aren't competing with that.
Sam, Kim Mulkey's contract is 23.75 over 8 years. Like, I'm just sort of adding up these contracts. The offensive line coach is going to make $800,000, actually more than that, in his first year, and it's going to escalate. That's the offensive line coach, Sam. LSU is – I'd like to know where they burn their money. Their softball coach is going to make $430,000. Their golf coach is getting a bump. They bump all their coaches up. They got money from somewhere. Because it's also, as you said, it's also going to the NIL system too. They got a ton of money at LSU. Woo!
At any rate,
it's like a game down there. It's like Monopoly.
That was just a perspective conversation. It wasn't to make you feel sort of. It was to sort of set the bar. What you're looking for as far as the, you know, where you're competing for your next head coach. I mean, is with the $380,000. I guess my question would be. Are the incentives those easy to reach, the easy to achieve incentives? Or are they, hey, if you win the SEC championship, I think
they seem pretty easy to receive to get to it. And it shows you kind of your point, because I know some people talked about, well, go talk to Vanderbilt's pitching coach, right? You've done it before. Go talk to this team's assistant coach. Well, getting the assistant coach from the SEC is not necessarily affordable. Just like the MAC has found out, it's not necessarily affordable to hire a head coach for football or basketball out of the Big Ten from an assistant coach, because they're making more here.
All right, folks, so we need to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.